How many forget it was Mother's Day today? Some of you are brave. I saw that brave soul back there raise his hand, said he forgot. So, did you forget? Okay. Are you a young lady that forgot it was Mother's Day today? Well, how many know it should be Mother's Day every day? We should be cherishing, loving, right? Honoring our mothers and our wives, right, guys? You know, the Lord gave us just a few really clear instructions on really what we should focus on in our relationships. He didn't make it that difficult. You know, the commandment of all commandments, and all the commandments are summed up in this, namely, thou shalt what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. God wants us to love one another as he loved us and gave himself for us. So husbands, we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Amen. When you're loving your wife, you're giving yourself. Amen. To her. Hallelujah. Every Mother's Day, I'm going to try to keep this brief today. Somebody say amen. Yeah. This is something my mom gave me. It was a little booklet. I think my brother got one. Bruce got one too. And called A Mother's Love. It says, a message I gave my children often. And she had to say this often, by the way. Behave yourself. Be a good boy. And something I wish I had told them. Your father and I are glad we had you. You know, I think it's important that we take the opportunity that we have and utilize it. Amen. And make the most of every opportunity while we're here and now to invest. Even how many know your words are powerful? They make a difference in your children's lives. I know your children are going to make mistakes, as we all do, but we shouldn't be majoring on those things. Amen. We should major on the good things that they're doing. Amen. Because you don't want to destroy the child. Amen. By being overly critical. And the best advice I gave my children, I still quote this today, but make the world a better place for others. Make the world a better place for others. And here it is, the most valuable thing I gave my children, Christ. It was because of the investment of my mom and my dad to some degree. They both had invested in us, even though at the time we weren't seeing it, we weren't understanding it. But they were faithful to invest in us when we were young. And the day came when their prayers were realized, their prayers were answered. Because there was times when they didn't know if we were ever going to make it out of childhood or out of our teenage years. But God in his mercy, he got a hold of me. And he shook me to the core. And he woke me up out of a long slumber. It's like the old Keith Green song says, it's like waking up from the longest dream, how real it seemed. Until your love broke through. Wake us up, Lord. God, we pray your love will break through every heart. Shatter every stony heart, God. Break up the fallow ground of every heart, God, that we will be open, we'll be receptive to receive again, God. Forgive us for our indifference. Forgive us for our apathy. God, wake us up. Revive us again, Lord. You are a life-giving spirit, Lord. You are pure joy. Oh, Lord, you are our desire. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Timothy, Pastor Timothy, pastored one of the first churches. And Paul the Apostle had mentored him. And he had invested in Timothy. And he hadn't labored in vain, because Timothy had a heart for God and he was a man of faith. He believed the word and received it and moved upon it. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. He says, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. You know, it's so important that we are praying for one another. We had a wonderful time this week of just getting together, gathering, praying, seeking the Lord, crying out for his mercy for this nation, praying for you. And we need each other. And don't ever think that somehow you don't have something to offer or to contribute. God wants you to be together with your brothers and your sisters as often as you can. And in verse 5 it says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, listen, which dwelt what? First in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded it is in you also. You see, there was an investment that was made earlier on in his life. And then he's referenced again in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verse 14. But you must continue, he said, in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And who's that? Well, I believe he's making reference to his grandmother, Eunice, right? And Lois, his mother. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Someone once said, behind all successful men are women. And you know, a wise mother will understand that she is incapable of saving her own child, really. We can instruct our children, we can pray for our children, but ultimately it's got to be God, amen, that intervenes in that child's life. And so whatever the Lord receives from us, he can keep. So it's very important that we understand that instead of being frustrated and stressing out and worrying and being fearful about our children, the best thing we can do is give them to Jesus, give them to the Lord. And when you start to feel that thing coming on you, that fear or that worry about your children, just keep committing them back to the Lord. Lord, I give you my children. I give you my family. I give you that husband. Amen. I give you that wife. And take it from you, casting what all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Why do we worry about things that we have no control over? We do have control over what we teach our kids, but we don't have any control over how they will respond to our instruction. You cannot make somebody love God. And you can't love God if you don't know God. But when you begin to know God and discover who he really is, you cannot help but love him, because he is love. So we want to give people Jesus. We want to give them, amen, love, salvation. Remember, Hannah prayed for a son, and she wept before the Lord. And she was praying, of course, God gave her Samuel, the prophet Samuel, right? And in 1 Samuel 1:27, for this child I prayed, and the Lord had granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, she said, I have also lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. So what did she do? Well, she dedicated her child to the Lord. And so that's where we get the baby dedication today. You know, where people say, well, it's not really biblical. Well, actually it is. It's important that you dedicate, amen, your children to the Lord. It doesn't have to be in a church service. Amen. You can do that. But it's important that you do. And in 1 Samuel 1:28 says, now I am giving him to the Lord. This is New Living Translation. And he will belong to the Lord his whole life. And they worship the Lord there. How many know that our children are actually on loan to us from God? Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Ezekiel 18:4 says, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. Now we know when people have mistakenly thought that because they made a covenant with the devil. And I've heard people say this, well, I made a covenant with the devil. I sold my soul to the devil. How many know the devil doesn't own your soul? All souls belong to God. So there's redemption. The devil lies to these people and tells them that they're beyond redemption. So he keeps them hooked, keeps them bound. Amen. But all souls belong to the Lord. And how many know that every knee is going to bow to him, including Satan himself? Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ. Today we confess him as Lord. We choose to worship him now, to declare him now. Amen. So don't ever give up on your children. This is so key. I know sometimes it looks hopeless, but we're never without hope in the Lord. Sometimes the people that were most likely to fail or least likely to succeed are the ones that succeed the most in the world, you know? And because God ultimately decides those things, doesn't he? And I've seen it where children have been brought up in the right kind of conditions and they rebelled and went away from the Lord, and others that were in conditions that weren't so favorable, and yet they discovered Jesus in their journey, and Jesus discovered them, really, and they came into covenant with Jesus, and they lived their life for the Lord, even in the midst of, you know, all kinds of adversity and opposition, and they discovered a treasure that was beyond anything this world could offer them. And they weren't going to allow this world to seduce them into living for vanity, living for empty things that can never truly satisfy you. Because only Jesus can satisfy the deepest longing of your heart. And this is what you need to come to the realization about, is quit trying to fill yourself up on everything else that the world has to offer. Because it will never satisfy you. Only the Lord will truly satisfy you. The people that are supposedly gaining it all in this world and having it all in this world are realizing that it's just empty. That it wasn't what they thought it was. It was all a lie. Only Jesus. You know, Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary while what? Doing good." Don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on sowing in the Holy Spirit. Because as you do that, eventually what you have invested, right, will return. In God's appointed season, it will come back. That's why we don't lose hope. That's why we don't give up. That's why we continue to pray. And we continue to believe. Amen. Because believing is seeing. And as we pray and as we sow in the Spirit, amen, there is a treasure that is being stored up in heaven. You know, the Bible says your prayers are like a sweet, fragrant offering. It's like a sweet incense in the throne and the nostrils of our Father. Amen. And so therefore, as we're praying, as we're pouring our hearts out to him, he delights in that. He wants you to know him, and he wants to reveal himself to you. You can know God. Amen. And you can only know God by the Holy Spirit that he's given us. You can't learn God in the classroom. Some people are trying to learn God just in a classroom. God must be revealed, and God is revealed by his Spirit. So husbands, are you ready for this? Here's your instruction. It's not that complicated, and I think that's why the Holy Spirit said it this way. Love your wives, right? Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So it's first the husband to the wife. How many know that it was Jesus who first loved us, our heavenly bridegroom? Who first reached out to us, who loved us, even while we were yet sinners. But he demonstrates in Romans 5:8 his love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what was the response to his love? What's the bride's response? 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." That's the bride's response. As you love your wife, your love will want to respond back in kind. Are you hearing me, somebody? And kids, are you ready for this? I don't care how big you are and how old you are. Amen. I still need to honor my mom and my dad. All right. They're still around. And children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know, there's not a lot of instruction given to children in the scripture, is there? This is the primary thing that children need to do, and that is to honor their mother and their father. To respect their authority, to obey them. Why? Because this is the first commandment with a promise that you may live long on the earth. God will give you a long life if you honor your parents. It's very important that you understand that. Well, do you know the word honor means to prize? It means to revere or fix value upon. So I'm going to just finish with this today. Your mother is a gift to you. Don't abuse her. because she won't be here forever. So while you have opportunity, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. True lasting success will always begin with new life in the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the important thing is a mother can give her children is not earthly things, but is Christ. And I just always remember that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Or what can we give in exchange for our soul? You can give your children everything that they've wanted in this world, but if they've lost their soul, what would it benefit them? How many know that it's not just bringing your children to Sunday school? Amen. There's got to be more than just bringing them once a week to Sunday school. Amen. As a parent, I am responsible. I have a stewardship because my child is on loan to me that I would invest in them. Amen. While I have them, and that I would train them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, that they may know the Lord. Amen. And as I invest in them, I know because there is a promise that as I train up a child in the way they should go, when they are old, they will not depart from it. Amen. So let us not, Galatians again, 6:9, become weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we, depends on what version you're using, right? Never give up. That's one I can understand. So never give up. You want to know why? Because God never gave up on you. God doesn't give up on you, so don't you give up. God is always for you. We love our children even when they mess up. God still loves you when you mess up, but he wants you to learn from that. He wants you to grow. He wants you to become wise and understand that sin is destructive. The wages of sin is death. Amen. So God loves us and God gives us his instruction. God teaches us. Amen. So that we can be wise. Amen. And we can avoid the trap of our adversary, the devil, who has come to rob, to kill, and to destroy. But we remember the promise of our Lord. I have come, what? That you might have life and life more abundantly. Superior quality and quantity of life is what that means. Hallelujah. See, God is not coming to take away. He's coming to give. Amen. He says, I want you to get rid of the inferior so you can have the superior. And the superior is in him. Amen.